Model Test 1.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2, with a single line through the center. Question 11. Before we play again, I'm going to buy a good tennis racket.
Your shoes aren't in very good shape, either.
What does the woman imply? Question 12. Have you found a partner to work with on biology? The lab class is tomorrow.
To tell you the truth, I've been tied up with my chemistry course this week.
What can be inferred about the woman? Question 13. Make 30 copies for me and 20 copies for Mr. Brown.
Certainly, sir. As soon as I finish typing the letter.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 14. It must be the first time for you to be aboard a warship.
Don't you know that I've been in military service in the Navy for years?
What can we say about the man? Question 15. How did your interview go?
I couldn't feel worse about it. The questions were very fair, but I seemed to find no answers for all of them.
How does the man feel about the interview?
Question 16. I can't find my lunchbox anywhere.
Never mind. I'll treat you today.
What do we learn from this conversation? Question 17. Wasn't it terrific?
Well, the music was enjoyable, but the story didn't make much sense to me. I still prefer traditional drama with strong characters and an exciting plot.
What does the woman think of the play?
Question 18. Where have you been all this time? The train is about to leave.
Sorry I'm late, but I was waiting for you at the information desk upstairs. It's lucky I thought to look for you here on the platform.
Where did the man think they were supposed to meet? Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Excuse me, are you going to buy that book?
Well, I need it for a class, but it's awfully expensive.
Oh, we must be in the same class. Introduction to British Literature?
Yes, that's the one. Were you there yesterday for the first class?
I sure was. Professor Robert really seems to know his subject.
Yes. I took his Shakespeare course last semester, and it was very good. He likes listening to his students.
That's a relief. I'm a biology major, and I was a little uncertain about taking an English course.
I'm an English major, and this is a required course. But now I'm in trouble because I'm not sure I can afford this book.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we split the cost and share the book?
Sounds great. Do you live on campus?
Yeah, I live on the 10th floor of Butler Hall.
Perfect. I live on the 3rd floor of Butler. We should have no trouble sharing the book. I can bring it up to your room right after I wrap up the assignment.
It's a deal.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Where is the conversation most probably taking place? Question 20. Which class are the man and the woman taking together? Question 21. What does the man think about Professor Robert? Conversation 2. You should have seen the line at the housing office. It took me an hour to make my dormitory deposit for next year. Have you made yours yet?
No, I'm not sure I'm going to.
There's not much time left. The deadline's May 1st. That is just 2 weeks from now. Are you short of cash?
No, I'm okay.
You'd better hurry up if you want a dorm room next September. There aren't enough rooms for everyone, and first-year students have priority.
Well, I've been thinking about living off campus.
Have you any idea of how much that would cost? There is the rent, utilities, and you'd probably need a car.
I know it would be more expensive. I think I can handle it, though. The dorm is just so noisy that I can't get anything done. Maybe my grades would be better if I had some peace and quiet in a place of my own.
You should study in the library the way I do. Think of the money you'd save.
I've got to think it over some more. There's still 2 weeks left in April. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What are the speakers discussing? Question 23. What must a person do in order to live in a university house? Question 24. Where do the two speakers live now? Question 25. What does the man seem to be concerned about?